For some of you, this will be the most important thing you hear today, and I'll go ahead and say it. It might change your day. Welcome back to Live Fit Radio. Today is going to be a serious, serious topic. I'm finishing up my last 5 minutes on the stepper, and this is what I want to talk to you about. It's a mind game. It's a challenge of toughness. It's a revealing of grit and perseverance. It's a test of resilience, a measurement of your willpower and determination. No, I'm not talking about your fitness or your transformation challenges or mud runs or even basic military training. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about all of it. Every day is a test. We live it. Every day is a challenge. We live it. Every day is a fight. We live it. Now, I will say this. Some of us handle it better than others, and some of you crumble. To me, I look for adversity. I almost make it. I create it because it's what keeps me driven. I want that goal. I want that carrot. I want that thing to chase. So which one are you? Are you the one that handles it better? Or are you the one that crumbles? Do you let a bad day derail an entire day? Do you let a bad meal derail an entire week? Do you let a bad meal derail an entire month? Do you let one comment from a coworker ruin your day? Do you let a disagreement with your husband become a disagreement with everyone you encounter for the rest of the day? No matter what you answered above, you know that you can change it. Every single one of you, myself included, is capable of changing our actions and our responses. Now, you can be better. You can be stronger. You can overcome more. You can move on, you can move forward, and you can keep bettering yourself. More than anything, that's what I want for you. That's what I want for myself. And together, over the next 28 days, I'm going to be your safety net anytime you fall off course. I'm going to be a reminder that you're only one action step away from turning your day around. Together, we develop better and healthier daily habits for time management, gratitude, exercise, and nutrition. The best part, you will carry your momentum of conquering only what you can control to handle the stress and adversity of what you cannot control in your day. You'll realize that the sum of 28 consecutive days of healthy habits will always override the result of a few, oops, I messed up days, because we all have them. You will realize that if you want something bad enough, that somehow, some way, you'll figure out how to squeeze at least 8 minutes of exercise into each day, because I guarantee you fit 8 minutes of all sorts of other stuff into your day. That's my stepper reminder that I'm done, and I'm gonna keep pushing. You will finally realize that an injured back, neck, knee, shoulder, hip, ankle, wrist, finger, or toe is only a limitation if you let it be. I will always find a body part or something for you to do to stay moving, to burn more fat, and to keep you moving in the right direction every single day. This is probably the most excited I've ever been to start a transformation challenge because it fits my lifestyle to a T. Like, this is it. This is what I preach. This is what I strive to live by. This is what I've been talking to you about for 14 years since I started shooting my first YouTube videos. I think I had a lot more hair back then. I love forming good new habits and dropping old bad habits. Now, side note, after catching myself in so many of my old videos at the beginning of this year saying the word gonna instead of going to, I held myself accountable by doing one burpee every time a client or I caught myself saying gonna for the entire month of February. We ended up turning that into 5 burpees for every single time I said gonna, just to step it up. Needless to say, I use it much less frequently these days, and I have immediate mental trigger response every time I hear myself say it. Now, this is all about making personal commitment to yourself. Because if you cannot keep a personal promise or commitment with yourself, well, it's like the saying, how can you love anyone else if you can't love yourself? You gotta put that time, you gotta put that effort, you gotta put that commitment. It's that time under tension that makes us stronger, that makes those calluses deeper, that makes our strength and our roots and everything sink deeper into everything that we do. So this is the busiest time of the year for moms, dads, and families across America as we tackle last minute vacations, school shopping, and adjusting to new schedules. This is what I want for you. Prove to yourself that you are strong. Prove to yourself that you are worth it. And prove to yourself that you can do this. I know you can. I believe it. Now go out there and prove it. See you next time.
you.